Well, it's high drama goes.
Yeah.
How much wasn't it?
Well, everything obviously going to plan until obviously Ben came out and got himself sent off. But to be fair, even down to 10 men, I thought we were comfortable. I thought we were comfortable, and you could, like I said, with a penalty miss and a couple of other chances, I thought it could have been like 3 or 4. But you know, it's been a long season, emotional season really. And just, you know, I think we're glad now just to get it over the line.
What did you think when the penalty went wide?
My heart stopped again, as many times throughout this year. We don't seem to have got a regular penalty take every time, we keep moving it on. You know, they keep missing. So he started with Chris Wood and then obviously went on to Jacko, then Cots and now Mikey Dunn. So I think we'll have to in pre-season have a little bit of practice on penalties.
But I suppose with what happened at Hall Road with the sending off there and what happened here with the keeper getting sent off, yeah, I suppose it was a fitting end to a dramatic season.
It's been, I don't think there's been a league like this in many years. You know, and fair play to Emily and all the other Rangers to get the amount of points that they've got. You know, it's a start. It's good. It's a good feat for everyone. And it's just been such a tight league, it really has. You know, we got a gap and thought we were away, and then all of a sudden we had a couple of slip ups, and Emily had the gap and they were away and had slip ups, and all road and. You know, it's just been one of those years where no one's been able to just grab it by its scruff of neck.
And today it was like a Premier League final day, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of twists and turns.
Twists and turns, it is. But like I said, you know, beginning of season, gets into top six, we've got promotion, and that's what we're delighted with.
But you've been wrote off numerous times, haven't you? I don't think people expected you to do as well.
No, we've been wrote off to minute one. The biggest thing with these group of lads is every single week someone's put some on Twitter, a comment from an ex-player or a rival manager or whatever it's going to be, and all we just keep doing is showing it to the lads, and they keep, you know, every time someone writes it off, you know, we just show it to the lads. As team talk today, believe it or not, what, you know, someone put one of their players or as a turn up or whatever today, put on about spoiling the party, and you know, we did, we'll print it off, put it on back of the door, team talk done.
And as well, you talked about last season and you talked about this season, the relegation wasn't such a bad thing from an infrastructure point of view. So you're going back into the Premier, how would you describe the infrastructure now?
Oh, anyone connected with the club will see a massive changes, absolutely massive changes. We mentioned before the last game, you know, the club last year, you know, at the end of the season was close to going under. And to turn it around, you see all the people behind, you see the committee, you see the fundraising committee, you see the new chairman Dan. Everything behind the scenes is set and going in the right direction. And it's a pleasure to be about it. And, you know, the hard work that everyone's put behind the scenes is unreal. And to be honest with you, today is the reward for all that hard work.